Hi, but I'm going to use to.
I'm pretty good at keeping track.
Oh, sure, keep track. See?
Okay. I wasn't sure if Katie did it or.
I always do it too, so.
Are we ready?
We are.
All right. We'll call this meeting to order at 5:30. Roll call, Sean.
Here.
Wilma?
Here.
Stacy.
Here.
I am here. Allegra?
Here.
Allegiance.
We're all here.
Yeah, wow, we have a flag in the front. This is happening now.
Downtown. Well, this one.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
So we pledge.
I
Pledge
pledge allegiance
allegiance
to the flag of the United
to
States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I know it's that way.
Looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
No, not
no, the
regular.
whole agenda.
Move to approve. Aye.
I'll
I
second.
always skip that. All right. First, second. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Aye. Allegra?
Aye.
Now we're looking
Yep.
for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Move to
I'll
approve.
motion to, yeah.
I'll second Stacy.
Stacy first, Sean second. Sean,
Aye.
Wilma,
Aye.
Stacy,
Aye.
Jason, aye. Allegra.
Aye.
Number five, public comment. We don't have anybody here. Anybody online wish to speak during public comment?
Anybody else at the other locations? Nope. Okay.
Can I ask who? Oh, Sarah is your daughter, right, Sherry? No?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That I was like, who is that? And then I realized who it was at the last moment before I spoke.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out because I had no clue.
Hey.
Hi, Sarah. Oh.
Hello. I keep her hidden usually.
I like it that way.
All right, 6A board reports.
Not having.
I got a chance to go by Thompson Peak today. That was pretty cool because I've never actually really been in there. And the traffic is beyond what I ever imagined.
The road
Oh,
traffic, you mean?
no, there's
Or the number of kids that are
the number
there?
of kids in there is incredible.
It is.
Yeah, I had no idea. And we got
They
the
run
lift
a real
going.
site.
What's that?
It's a real site there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. In and out, and a lot of action.
The roof's already
Oh,
gone.
that's
Oh yeah,
good.
roof's
Oh,
probably.
that's the roof was torn off. Where is it now,
Oh,
Stephanie?
they have finished the entire back part of the building, and they anticipate being done by Friday afternoon. And we had
Wow.
the inspectors came yesterday, and no problems and no extra charges, so we're good
Yeah.
to
It does
go.
look really good. Now, if
Yeah.
we could spend some money and get an air conditioner in our multi-purpose room, it would be fantastic all the way around here. Before graduation, please.
I was going to say, we're not going
And
And Stephanie was nice enough to show me around. I know she's really busy, so thank you for that.
it's really quite beautiful and
Yeah.
functional. Yeah.
So Jared's next.
Visit Jared.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there you go.
We're going to get along good.
Yeah,
A
you know
good trip.
what?
There's good lunch places. Yeah.
I'm
And
glad you
one in
mentioned.
Cola.
There was a Jared. I seen a post on Facebook about one of your students there that she's autistic, but she's looking for her best friend that used to go to school there, and she gave the best friend a bear or something. I'm gonna have to go back and find it. It was really a touching thing. And
I
one of
actually
your.
saw it. I saw it yesterday
Okay.
and nobody called us. So like if they had actually called the office and been like, hey, we're wondering if this student goes there, my front office person would have sent them to me to handle it. And that did not happen. So I absolutely read that post yesterday. And I think there's only two families that fit that, so I'll probably point them in that direction.
Okay, yeah, I just thought about it when I looked at you. Okay. Any other board member reports? Executive director.
Yeah, well, I'm just gonna address the I am of the opinion I should not retire in January. That will mean some shifting with budget because we only plan for me to be here half a year, right, Debbie?
Correct.
And, you know, it might require some reductions in other areas to accommodate that. But, you know, just being aware that Misty is teaching every day, still driving a bus, still teaching, because we're shorthanded. We're missing one regular classroom teacher and then one person who is going to be elective substitute. We haven't found that person either. So being in that boat, our transition work has really come to kind of a halt while she's in the classroom. And I understand why she's there. And I really want to get her out. But
I really appreciate you.
Well, you could be that
taking
teacher.
The time to do that. Don't do that to us. She did. She did for a couple days.
My son's
my neighbor.
Did we get a vice, like a assistant principal for Genevieve?
A half-time assistant principal.
Okay, nice. So is it somebody that works at the school that like is taking that on, like we kind of have done here at Thompson Peak?
Right, so Hannah Von Tor is our SPED teacher.
Oh, okay.
So she's working half-time doing SPED teacher and half time.
Fantastic job.
Can we say anything about Genevieve yet or no?
We don't know.
I say go ahead. I don't know.
Well, Genevieve will be going out on maternity leave in January.
There's the real kicker, people.
When's the last time I was here? She didn't look like.
I know. Like,
there's the real story.
She will probably be out the whole rest of the year.
Probably the second semester is what.
Is that our first kid? Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yep. So it's, you know, not meaning to paint an awful picture, but right now it was just kind of, that was the final straw of like, I can't leave Misty yet. So just wanted you to be aware that when it comes time for first interim budget, we'll definitely be shifting some things around so that we can make that work.
It shouldn't be that big of a financial impact, should it?
Well, we're saving some money by not.
By not having those teachers.
Absolutely. It could offset it a little bit.
Right. I mean, you could just combine three rates together like you're doing an attorney.
No.
No.
So kind of with, I mean, just to like figure it out. So with Kelly and then also, what's her name that left? Kathy. Yeah, we've hired somebody, but is that like Kathy kind of subbed, didn't she sometimes? Or so yeah. Is the person that we hired in Kathy's place able to sub?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah. And that has to do with Kathy had an elementary credential as well as a counseling credential. And that is not the case for our new counselor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So could she on some level? Probably. But yeah, okay. She doesn't have that experience in the classroom like that.
So we're almost like down two subs that really fit in for us.
So Jared's been coming up and subbing. I've come to sub. So we're all.
It's going very well, you guys. I'm just going to tell you. The school year start has been pretty dang good.
Good.
So, I'm not complaining yet.
And how is it taking, I'm sorry, how is it taking the kindergartners down, or the TK down to a shorter day? Is that working out?
Yeah, no, it's all been great. And that new first and second grade teacher that we, that replaced Ms. Jones, she's been phenomenal.
Mrs. Jones is gone?
Yeah, where have you been? Yeah.
Yeah.
That all happened real quick before school started. Yeah.
Like the beginning of August.
Right, yeah.
I'll see you.
Yeah.
But yeah. So it's actually her and Ms. Cooper are working really great together. Not a ton of issues. They're both pretty competent. So it's been going pretty well.
Good.
We're very fortunate to find that one.
This is good news.
Yes.
I know you've been saying that, but yes. I came to the realization. So.
I told you you were going to retire.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't mean to teach you like this, so I didn't know I was going to go down this way. Anything else from our executive?
I'm just going to say I don't know that the kids know that Ms. Talamantes is going outside, please.
Anything.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Are we going to do the financial report now?
Yep, that's what Debbie's here to do.
All right, Debbie.
Good evening. I'm going to share my screen here, and we are going to look over your fiscal year 2024-25 unaudited actuals. Hopefully, yep, those are popping up. We'll start with Long Valley, which overall had an increase in the projected revenues for what you ended up for with the year, and also an increase in expenses. So we're going to walk through those. Excuse me, I've been fighting the cold. We're going to walk through those changes so that you fully understand where you ended up for the year. Bottom line is, for the end of the year, you did still end the year with positive net revenues. So that is always a good thing. In the revenues for Long Valley, the substantial increase in revenues, which offset some decreases in other revenue categories, was that ERC revenue that had not been budgeted for because we had no way of knowing whether or not the IRS was going to actually approve those for the year. And there was a flurry of approvals right as the year was wrapping up. So that is the big increase that you see in projected other revenue. That's the ERC. You will note in federal revenue and state revenues, those were down slightly from where we had projected them, just mainly due to some one-time funds that are being carried over, as well as a lot of revenues of special one-time funds had previously been recognized. So you can't recognize them again, but they were used this year. In salaries and benefits, there is a typo here. This should reflect $20,000 here. On the summary, it does reflect that. So an overall increase of approximately $10,000 in certificated salaries. That is a combination of a decrease in teacher compensation for the year, but an increase in extra duty payments that were made for the year. Down in non-certificated salaries, increase because the second interim budget did not include a full year's worth of kitchen support, and just some small variances in clerical and technical staff due to overtime. So Sherry and I have already discussed going forward how we will start projecting a small 5% buffer for overtime on those hourly employees. And then in your benefits, there is an increase there driven primarily by a healthcare payment for the prior year. So for fiscal year 23-24, which at that time, EdTech did not accrue for the June benefits. So they had to be accounted for in July of this fiscal year. Books and materials and supplies, a small increase from what had been budgeted to what the actuals ended up at, mainly due to non-capitalized equipment, things like camera system, bleachers, Chromebooks, gym TV, staff laptops, computers, and kitchen equipment. And then down in services and operations, you'll see some fluctuations where we had rent budgeted, but per that ASC 842 accounting standard that became applicable to charter schools last year, where any leases longer than a year must be capitalized and accounted for both in expenses and on your balance sheet. And then this year, they issued even more guidance on that, that those expenses have to be moved down to the 6,000s, which is capital outlay. So while you don't see an expense up here for facility leases, you will now see it down in the 6,000s. So that lease amortization expense is now down in the 6,000s. Same thing for the equipment lease amortization cost, that has also been moved down to the 6,000s. There is also a pretty good bump in the non-instructional professional service fees for the year, and that is due to the filing fees charged by the vendor who filed your ERC claims. And as those got approved, they then were able to invoice the school for those. Just like we didn't budget the revenue because we weren't sure if they were going to get approved, we didn't budget the expense for the filing fees because we weren't sure if they were going to get approved. So these fees are set off by revenue received from ERC.
Okay, but is it typically that much?
This is a one-shot deal, right? The ERC was the employee retention credit from COVID.
Okay.
Okay, yes. So that's it. The whole application process was super complicated. We agreed to have a firm do it for us, and they captured their percentage of the take. So we had no idea if IRS would approve. I understand there's one more quarter from that time period that is in their decision-making. Thank you. And so we may have one more time where that happens, but that'll be it.
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely, you know, I would categorize them as a one-time. This is not something that we're going to get to apply for year after year. And then interest expense on the loan there at Long Valley was underestimated at second interim budget. So that is the increase there. And Sherry and I have already discussed making the revisions for that going forward in this year as well to make sure that we're accurately budgeting for that. So the school ends, like I had mentioned, with positive net revenues and an ending balance of just over $5.4 million, which as a percent of your outgo is well over what is recommended. We would recommend typically 25 to 30%, so you're well above there. But like I had mentioned, there are still revenues that had been previously recognized that you are spending down. So you will see that balance conceivably decrease as we utilize those one-time funds that are sitting there.
I got a quick question. How did the interest on the loan, that should have been cut and dry, what we're going to be paying?
Due to the fact that the bank took quite a while to get us the actual schedule of the payments and the breakdown between the principal and the interest.
USDA.
Right. Well, I mean, how long is, what's the term on loan? How many?
35 years.
Okay. So, well, you pay more in interest from the beginning and then you didn't have a breakdown. Okay.
Right. So going forward, now that we do are in possession of that schedule, we will be able to more accurately budget for those costs.
We switched over in June.
And this was, you know, I point out that this was our first year back with DMS, but it's their first year handling our accounts with EdTech having done it previously. So there's definitely a few little missteps in here that we pointed out that are getting cleaned up for going forward.
That's what I was just trying to get in my mind. I was like, when did we end with EdTech and DMS took over? So I can see where it, like this, after this, it should be pretty straightforward.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, correct. Yeah. So EdTech was responsible for your fiscal year 23-24 financials and audit. And then we came back in and became responsible for 24-25. Correct. So moving on to Thompson Peak, I want to run through the details there as well. Overall, big increase in the projected net revenues. A lot of increases in revenue and a lot of decreases in expenses. So we'll walk through those. In revenues, you had slightly more ADA than we had expected and a new LCFF calculator that came out. So your LCFF revenues were higher than what had been anticipated at second interim budget. Federal revenues down slightly as we made corrections to what had been accrued and where it had been accrued to, and also using funds that had already been recognized. Your other state revenue bumped up, higher than anticipated revenue on the state sped side, also due a lot to the revenue that had not been accrued for in the prior year. But so when it arrived in 24-25, we had to apply it to 24-25. And then down in your other local revenue, that big jump, thanks to the ERC. And then there was, it's actually offsets some prior year write-off for cleanup from EdTech, where they had accrued AR twice for certain revenues. So they had basically recognized revenue twice. So that was written off. And those were in your in lieu of property taxes, the state mental health funds, and ESSER funds that they accrued for, again, that had already been accrued for and recognized in previous years. Small decrease in certificated salaries versus the second interim budget. Same with non-certificated salaries, and same with benefits. Just an overall little shift downwards. A slight increase in your books, supplies, and materials, mainly here in curriculum and that type of classroom supplies. And then down in services and operations, we have the same note about the facility rents and the lease interest expense being moved down to the $6,000 per the new accounting guidance that was issued this year. $85,000 in that ERC filing fees that got charged to Thompson Peak, which is offset by that ERC revenue that they received. You see a big jump here in oversight fees. That is due to prior year oversight fees that had not been accrued for by EdTech, so they had to be charged this year. And then a new item that you'll start seeing budgeted and showing up here in these reports is a charter shift fee, which is a fee paid to your district for their lost revenue due to students moving to TPC. You have an MOU with them agreeing to pay for that. Sherry can elaborate, but generally it is a, we don't want to contest that because with renewals coming up in the current charter school environment, these districts are being penalized for students that are moving over to your charter school. So you, it's just a goodwill and the right thing to do to pay them for their loss of revenue so that they see that it's not a discouragement to renew you down the line.
And last year, the cost was around $100,000. This year, there was less movement, so it's $30,000. You know, it's, we need a little history before we're really clear, but I suggested that for this coming year, we look at something that's, you know, right in between those two numbers, probably to budget flow.
Does it just go to Susanville School District or does it go to the high school also?
Nope, it's just the authorizer.
Okay.
So the kids, so again, if a student leaves Lassen High and comes to us, Lassen High gets credit for all the days that kid was enrolled. And then starting the next day when they're enrolled with us, we get the money paid from that day to the end. For authorizers only, they lose that portion of the year. So if the student starts coming to us in October 1, Susanville is not getting paid for the time they open until September 30. We're getting paid from October 1 to the end of the year, but they lose that money for the time they had the student enrolled. And it doesn't apply to Herlong because they're a necessary small school district and they are waived from that piece of accounting.
So why would they not get paid? I mean, like, where does that the ADA go from the beginning of school?
Stacy.
I
The
know.
state
Sorry.
saving it, Stacy.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. And then I have another question. Why do we have lease interest expense for Thompson Peak?
That's for leases on copiers.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I was like, we own the building,
Yep,
so
no.
yeah, so
That's
you'll
okay.
see here there is no amortization expense on the facilities, but there is on equipment, and
Okay.
those are the copiers.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then conversely, on the Thompson Peak side, we overestimated the amount of interest that would need to be paid. So there was a savings there. Again, with the schedules now in hand, we'll be able to accurately budget it going forward. Leaving you with positive net revenues of just over 200,000 and allowing that ending fund balance to start creeping back up there at Thompson Peak.
Maybe cover air conditioning.
Yeah. Along those lines, you know, there is that, what did they call it? The spud bug is what he tried to call it when the governor released his budget. There is a student support and professional development, very long name of a grant, a student support and professional development discretionary block grant that was approved in the 25-26 budget. Funds should be released probably around November. There is an allowable period of usage over several years for that, and it has wide open possibilities of what it can be used for. So obviously Sherry and I will be working on that when we work on the first interim budget, and figuring out where to best utilize those funds. And the total between the two schools is about $124,000.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Or any other questions on the unaudited actuals?
I have a question, not on the this, but financially, did we get the bank all switched over and we're operating out of the other?
We're
Not.
still operating out of both, but Umpqua is up and running.
Okay, thank you.
Are we paying checks off of that account yet, Debbie?
I will have to look into that and answer you. I think by now we should be. But I will double check that and send you an answer tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, item 6D. This is all submitted in writing, so you just keep them. All right, 7A, correspondence letters from LCOE regarding approval of LCAPS for both OES and TBC.
Yay.
Yeah.
But I see. So we could just, these aren't even.
These are just information
Right,
for
so
you
we can
now.
just, I don't want to skip over it. Do I got to recognize them and then go to eight?
There's nothing more to recognize other than we provided that to you and it's listed. Yeah.
Cool. Then we'll go to 8A, action items, discussion and
Nope.
possible.
Yep. Sorry.
Oh, where are we at?
B. No.
A, B, letter.
Also, so we do got our, okay,
Just
that's
Ricky.
fantastic.
Oh.
Okay, B, letter from the California Water Boards, and
Just in
B,
case anybody has questions.
okay. 7B, California Assessment of Students' Performance and Progress CASP scores.
Yep. So that's why Sarah's here.
Aha. Okay.
Are you able to share your screen, Sarah? You are muted, just so you know.
Okay, I think I got it all.
Yep, and we're seeing it now.
Hear me and see it. Okay. So I am Sarah Kronbaker Froud, Sarah Froud. How most people know me. And I have been kind of working behind the scenes, most of the data that Kelly would have presented to you last year was stuff that I dug up and delivered to her. So now you just get to get it straight from me. But I'm definitely introverted and uncomfortable talking in front of people. So bear with me. But here is our CASP data from last school year. Here is the Long Valley School overall. On the left, you'll see the ELA results, and on the right, you will see math. And then we have some colors here on this wheel. The dark teal color are students, the percentage of students that exceeded standard. The lighter tealy aqua color is students who met standard. And then gray is they got pretty close. And dark gray, our students did not meet standard. In the center, you see kind of a little breakdown by grade. So what we really want to see are these met and exceeded numbers increasing. So we have met or exceeded, 35% of our students did that in English, and then only 11% in math. In my next slide, I have kind of a comparison of last year to this year. This is still Long Valley. And you can see ELA is on top, math on the bottom. I have last year and then the prior year. And we went from 25% met or exceeded to 35% met or exceeded in ELA. That is a significant jump up. That was great. And the good jump in both the exceeded and the met. In math, our jump wasn't as big, but seeing increases is always good. So we went from 6% met or exceeded to 11%.
Sarah, do we know what the increases are attributed to? I know everybody came up with a plan, but have we studied that?
Yeah, so I have also pulled some details on our writing scores where we saw some increase. So we did some school-wide writing work. And I know that the Doyle School got a new math curriculum that they started using last year. So I think both of those are, you know, definitely we're seeing increases probably from those.
So what's going on with those fifth graders? Like, I mean, I'm just asking because they're not meeting. Are they COVID kids?
Yep, that is a good question. I mean, they're all COVID kids now, right? Yeah. But I don't know. Misty, do you have some ideas what happened in fifth grade?
I'm teaching right now in sixth grade math. And so they have zero study habits. They have zero organizational skills. They don't know how to write. It is really, and maybe you contributed to COVID. I don't, you know, I can't think of where it all went wrong. But yeah, it's like starting all over. They really have like fourth grade foundational skills is where they're at. And so to do sixth, seventh, and eighth grade level math for these kids is they're not there yet. Like, so that's how we've actually been basing our, we're calling, and we did away with the,
intervention.
What do we call it? Intervention, right? We just didn't see that was working the way we wanted it to. And so what we've done this year is we're doing a personalized learning time to where we have literally for the last month during that personalized learning time, we are working on place value and decimals and those basic foundational skills that those kids just don't have.
These are sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. That might be something interesting to look at and maybe pull for you next year is to look at that fifth grade cohort and see, you know, are they growing each year or, you know, do we need all hands on deck for that group?
It would be interesting also those eighth graders that in those few, like how cognitively they grow and how they're able to handle that math in 11th grade.
Yeah, I think because we do have that big jump between 8th and 11th, I think it's probably hard to make some.
These kids have a lot of learning to do. Let me just say that. It's It's not, like I said, it's not just the skills, but it's actually how to be a student. I'm going to be honest.
One of the things that Sarah and I talked about is next month, I've asked her to do, like, those fifth graders were fourth graders the year before. So putting those side by side, how did they score in fourth grade? How did they score in fifth grade to see if we've had growth? Because it's hard looking at just the 1 year to know.
Right. And we've just wrapped up, like just wrapped up our iReady testing window. So iReady might tell us more specific details about this group too. All right. Am I okay to talk about Thompson Peak now?
I think so.
So back to the overall, this is Thompson Peak's numbers. Same graphs, left English, right math, a little higher in the met or exceeded at 37% and a little higher than Long Valley with the 12% met or exceeded. Looks like fifth grade still has no blue in that math section. So maybe there's some brain development stuff there. here I have the year over year display. So in English, we went from 30% students in that met or exceeded area, and then now we've moved to 37%. So a good increase. Not as big of an increase again in math, but still an increase is good. It's definitely the direction we want to keep heading. And then because we had made a significant effort in doing some school-wide writing, students were prompted to do some performance task practice. That was definitely an effort that was placed this year. So I pulled, this is the writing area specifically. So for Long Valley, I have the previous year and last year, and we can see that our numbers are definitely headed in the right direction here too. So we went from 46.88% of students below standard to just 40. So that's heading in the right direction, getting more kids out of this below standard. So I've given you percentages for all grades because we have such small numbers in each grade. That it's hard to look grade by grade. So I've given you all grades here, but I could definitely break it down grade by grade for our next visit. And then the same details for Thompson Peak. So again, an increase in the above and near standard and a decrease in the below standard. So that's good to see.
Incredible. Really, really makes me happy.
Good job, guys. Both schools.
We've been talking about this for how many years?
I know. And it feels good to be making the kind of progress,
yeah.
But it's really, it is an all hands on deck, right? Every site and every teacher has been doing their part to teach writing, practice writing, right? We really put that energy and effort into it, and the ELA benefited from, because that was our lowest scoring area. So we said, let's really take a look at that and bolster what we're doing. And it worked.
Good goal.
Yep, keep going.
Yeah.
Misty.
You made it, Sarah. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't get to beat her up.
Sarah, thank you for all the work behind the scenes. You are truly amazing, and we are thankful. Even though you don't like speaking.
Thanks.
Everyone needs to know.
Okay. Now,
Eight. Discussion of possible action regarding approval of the unaudited actuals for 2024-2025.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
All right, any discussion?
Thank you for cleaning that up, Debbie.
Yeah.
You are very welcome.
All right. Sean.
Aye.
Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Aye. Allegra.
Aye.
All right, motion passes. 8B, discussion of possible action regarding approval of College and Career Access Pathways Partnership Agreement with Butte Glen Community College District.
It's a mouthful.
Mouthful.
I'll second.
Any discussion about the agreement?
This is, we did it the first year last year, correct? Or has this been going on for a while?
This is at least the third or fourth year.
Okay. And it's going well, Jared?
It is.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
And we're going to be talking to them about the potential of adding another class. Which class do they have, Jared? Do you remember which money one theirs that was? Money and Happiness?
Is Money and Happiness, yep.
Money and Happiness.
That's the title.
I think they'll let me teach it. Because I have a business degree.
Yeah.
Not because
you're happy over
money. Yeah. But it's like a financial literacy course, as well as understanding the psychology of money and saving and that kind of thing. I think it's kind of interesting.
I think it's very important for kids to know.
Yeah. You want to take the vote on that? Yeah.
Absolutely. Sean?
Aye.
Willa?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
And aye. Allegra?
Aye.
Passes. 8C, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the MOU with Lassen County Office of Education for Certified Wellness Coach Program.
I'll move to
We got Stacy.
Yeah, I'll second or move motion.
Any discussion about the wellness program? All right, Sean.
Aye.
Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Jason. Aye. Allegra.
Aye.
Motion passes. 8D, discussion of possible action regarding approval of the purchase and installation of a mini split unit in the Doyle's Teachers Workroom.
Move to approve.
I'll second.
Second. Any discussion? All right, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason? Aye. Allegra?
Aye.
Passes. 8D.
Didn't we have to, does that automatically go to advanced comfort control? I mean, is that, did we vote on that, or do we do a second vote on who to go with? Because there was two vendors.
Right, but the recommendation was for advanced.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, I just didn't know if we were choosing who to go with. So, thank you.
8E, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the overnight field trip to Happy Camp for flag football.
Where's the first? There's
one. I'll second.
Any discussion? All right, Sean.
Aye.
Wilma?
Aye.
Stacy?
Aye.
Jason? Aye. Allegra?
Aye.
Yeah. 8F, discussion of possible action regarding approval of updated policy 6003, suspension and expulsion. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Is that with your additional email included, or?
Yeah,
that's with your draft of recommendations, right? Yeah.
That will add that other part by December.
Okay.
So your motion includes the additional language that she emailed to us?
Well, that's what I've got. That's, I'm kind of curious, is that?
What's your motion? Yeah.
Well, no, I get it, but I was curious about that. So
what I wish to do is develop an administrative regulation that is kind of a subcategory, right, for the board policy, with those additional, having that framework and all those pieces in it.
And that.
So maybe his motion would be the original language with direction to the director to draft the AR by December.
Draft the AR.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And go ahead, Will.
I just want, so we're open for discussion now.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I don't even know what the motion is.
Well, I was assuming that was included, but that came late in the game, so I'm not sure.
And there has to be language drafted by December as well.
Right, in the motion. But yeah, so now we're discussing.
I just had a couple questions on the draft. The one, and I didn't bring the whole thing, but one of them under, do you have it? Do you happen to have it?
I don't know. Pull it.
You don't have to, but It was the part about tobacco, cigarettes, blah, blah. And it didn't include vaping. And I just wondered, should vaping be included?
I am going to check.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Because the categories were written by the attorney, the state, except for the little bit we switched. So
okay.
I will go back and
verify. It does say smokeless tobacco. So wouldn't smokeless tobacco be vaping? I don't know because I don't do that.
I don't think vaping smokeless. Smokeless tobacco is like Copenhagen or snuff.
Oh, okay.
I think. Or...
Yeah, maybe a little.
I'll go back to
kind of such a big thing right now. Yeah. I thought, well,
oh yes, it is.
Like it should be in there.
Yeah.
And then the only other one, just a couple more down. So it was in the same. It's in the enumerated offenses. Mm-hmm. Is what the section is. It specifically identified soma as a drug.
Yep.
Why that only one specific, or why one specific?
I actually, sure. It's in the legislation the state. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, I had to look it up because I didn't even know what it was. And I'm like, well, why is that specific one in there and nothing else? And that other one, the tail, I had to look it up too because I'm like, I don't even know what this stuff is. But yeah, right. Well, if it's something we can't change, but I just
it's thought. It's definitely in the legislation.
Okay. Yeah, when I just read through it, I was like, oh, okay.
Is that grateful. Like the name brand of it?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, oh. Wilma, educate us.
I don't
know. Is that a drug in your spare time?
Well, we either. Maybe we should.
Well, somas I had heard of when I was a kid. I don't remember what they are now.
Oh my God, I never.
I like it.
Sarah, you have any idea?
Jared's looking it up as we speak. Look at it.
No. So,
yeah.
I live in a bubble.
Specifically, and I was like,
yeah.
I've never heard of either of those either.
Yeah.
With the
and Batel is some Indian pepper plant, something, something. Because I never heard it either, but I looked it up.
It definitely says, or nicotine products, including but not limited to. So I would assume that that is just, it doesn't specify vape, but it's including it because it's not saying this is an all-inclusive list.
Well, they have vapes without nicotine, so would that still be included in that language?
Yeah, I think
I would say
nicotine products. Yeah, so did we add that too?
I'm not quite following. Either you have nicotine or they vape drugs, which then are listed in another area under the enumerated offenses. So what else do they vape?
Well, no, they have vape with, you could have regular vape without nicotine in it, and they have certain nicotine levels, and then they are vaping drugs too,
regular.
I was just saying it's regular vape.
You can nicotine. Buy it with no nicotine.
Just for the flavor?
Just for the flavor. Like, so
as you just vape.
Yes.
It's just vapor that you're.
Just vapor.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the attorney and ask him to clarify the whole vaping thing.
Yeah. And well, we have a progressive punishment kind of thing, like a second offense, we get to go do, or not we, the kid gets to go up to the sheriff's department, do an 8-hour, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
The reason why I wanted to bring it up too is, of course, this isn't agendized, but maybe we can get a ad hoc committee together for the behavior matrix that we need to put together still. We still don't have one. I know this is apples and oranges. But
no, but I want to clarify, we are making that part of the administrative regulation that you'll have in your hands by December.
Okay.
And what I put in there was we already have a safety committee here on this campus, and we'll involve the advisory councils and students and staff and go through all that and then bring it forward as a compilation of all that input.
Because so ours generally approved by the board, or they don't come to us normally, do they?
They don't need to, but I think in this case, I would like it to.
As an information item?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is already in motion, get the kids involved in everything. Mm-hmm. Like we discussed already.
Yeah, because we've all talked about it, and we're putting it.
You're on it?
We met with the safety committee
last week,
and... You know, they're the ones that really wanted us to make that category change in there. They really wanted to see that happen.
Boys too, which was really cool to hear. Like to hear people think about that from the outside. I thought, you know,
when they buy in, they're more.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
And then one of the things I do want to do before we even bring it to its final state, that admin regulation, is I want to make it that people can see it. That was one of the things the safety committee said, that please, you know, put it out there, have a night, you know, have a time where people could come and discuss it or
ask
weigh
questions.
In stuff, right? So we're putting the effort into it.
All right. So it's already going then.
It's moving. Okay. But I want to have enough time for all those audiences to have input and talk to us about it.
Absolutely. And then once it's implemented, then we could probably have another powwow with the parents so they understand what's going on and everything that's put forward. So then that way they know if my kid does this and this,
this is what's going to happen.
Right. So that way everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. Everyone will be on the same page. I don't hope that. I hope that. But it won't happen.
Everyone will have a knowledge of what's.
Yeah, they'll have had access to the knowledge.
As long as they have access, and whether they do it or not. Right. So that's it.
So the motion then is basically the policy.
A policy.
And it has nothing to do with the AR.
Correct.
You've just committed to bringing that.
I'm committed to doing that.
With those three tiers is kind of the framework you're looking at.
Yep.
All right. Now I know. Gosh darn it.
Thank you for clarity.
Good job.
Are we ready for a vote?
I'm ready.
Sean.
Aye.
Wilma.
Aye.
Stacy.
Aye.
Jason. Aye. Allegra.
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 10, future items, cell phone policy and AI policy. And then meeting adjourns and not NASCAR record time. Oh, this is 22. I'm going to have to work on that.
Yeah, 622.
Thank
you, everybody.
Thanks. Bye, Sherry.
I'm glad you guys are already working on all that because I've been sitting here thinking about it for a while.
You're so cold in here.
No special board meetings. We're doing that.